Americans are struggling, really struggling. There are almost no full-time jobs, and you can't raise a family on a part-time job. You probably can't even support yourself on just a part-time job. Employers are blaming the faltering economy and the rising cost of Obamacare for increased part-time hires. And joining us, a panel of workers seeking full-time jobs in Los Angeles, Susie Guerrera, in New York, Ali Silver, and here in Washington, James Schindler. James, let me go first to you. You are a lawyer and you can't get a job, right? A full-time job?
Correct.
Why not?
Well, it's a really sluggish economy right now, and law firms aren't hiring full-time employees.
How much have you tried?
I've tried very hard. I sent out a few resumes a week, and I've been at it since the end of law school, which was 2.5 years ago.
And in the meantime, you're doing contract work for a law firm, but they won't hire you full-time, because if they do hire you full-time, they'll have to give you benefits, right?
Correct.
So, I got another whole thought about big law firms doing that. But anyway, that seems to be the nature of what's going on in different places. Susie, how about you? How long have you been looking for a job?
I have been looking for a job since probably May. I graduated with my MBA, and it's pretty hard. I've been doing part-time accounting, and nothing's coming up.
I take you'd like to work have a full-time job, right?
Yes.
How much are you trying to get it? How many resumes are you sending out? How much are you pounding the pavement?
I probably put out about 50 resumes at this point. I've gotten about 4 interviews.
And what happens after, what do they tell you after the interviews? Thanks for coming, nice to meet you?
Basically, some of them, it was a location issue that they didn't want to work with.
And Ali, let me go to you. How long have you been out of school?
I graduated this past May.
With what kind of degree?
With a Bachelor of Arts in Media Communications and a minor in Political Science.
What are you looking to do?
I'd love to be a TV writer or producer one day.
What are you doing right now?
Right now I'm actually working as a hostess in a diner and doing a bunch of part-time jobs until something full-time comes up.
You have any student loans?
Many.
Many?
Yes. I think I have maybe 2, probably.
Are you able to get 40 hours a week of full-time work as a hostess?
I'm about 35 hours a week right now.
And why is that? Is that because that's the ceiling? If they give you another hour, you're full-time?
I'm not sure. Actually, there's a few of us holding the position right now, so we trade days and we each work different hours. So right now, it's a paycheck.
How much are you hustling to get a job? How many resumes you sent out? How much effort have you made?
Since April, I've been applying to many jobs a week. I get emails sent to my phone on a daily basis, and just nothing has happened yet.
Can you live on 35 hours a week, and can you meet all your bills?
Not at all.
How about you, Susie? Can you live on what you're making? How many hours a week are you working,
no,
by the way?
No, that's right. About 26. I still live with my parents, so I couldn't live on the hours that I'm working.
What do you think about, James, when you listen to me? It's not just you. I mean, you have a law degree.
I work on a whole floor of people that are contract attorneys just like myself.
When you talk about contract attorneys, explain, because the viewers don't understand what that is.
Well, we are paid like outside contractors. We work for the law firm just like junior associates do. We just do just as much work. We do the same amount of work, but we are paid directly with no benefits.
Does anybody squawk about that? Does anybody think that? I mean, like, what's with it? I mean, these law firms make a ton of money, and now it seems like they're sort of, what's with that?
Well, in this economy, we're very happy just to have the job.
And so the law firms get to just sort of, they put you on contracts so they don't have to treat you like full-time employees.
That's right. There's such a glutton, such an oversupply of attorneys right now. We're lucky to have the job we have.
Ali, your friends, are they in the same boat or are you unique? Do you have other friends who are trying to find jobs?
A majority of us, actually. I know I only have 2 friends, I believe, who actually have full-time jobs right now in our field after graduation, but majority of us are either working part-time or not working at all. And everyone that I know has moved back in with their parents or are lucky enough to find roommates and share an apartment with 3 or 4 people.
Susie, why do you think the economy is so bad? What's your theory on why you're only getting part-time jobs, the 3 of you, or a contract job in James' case?
I feel, in business school, we learned a lot about companies needing to take risks. And I feel like the economic downturn really scared a lot of businesses to take a risk on new employees who might not have the exact experience that some more seasonal employees would have, maybe in that exact field. So, and it's also very expensive to train. And a lot of businesses don't want to increase their expenses by doing training when they can hire someone that might already have the training.
Allie, how do you keep up your spirit and keep, you know, pounding the pavement and have the enthusiasm and motivation to keep trying?
Honestly, just having a part-time job, knowing I'm making some money right now while others aren't making any, is really motivational, and just to keep applying and have faith that I'll get something soon.
James, I'm not going to mention your law firm, but I'm appalled at the law firms, and they're doing it all over the country, especially in the big cities and in Wall Street and all the law firms. They could afford to make these people full-time employees, and they're just doing it, I think, good, you know, not because they won't expand. But anyway, that's just my view. Thank you, all of you, and I wish all of you the best of luck. Love to have you come back. And